As the largest city in the state of New Mexico, Albuquerque is one of the fastest-growing high-tech centers in the U.S. Yet you rarely see skyscrapers here. Instead, you will find small, dirt-walled houses everywhere. With flat roofs, often with projecting beams, step levels, and round-edged walls, they're called adobe houses, and they're one of Albuquerque's defining characteristics. Quinton Wilson directs the adobe construction program at Northern New Mexico College.
In the desert parts of the world, adobe is the wonderful material that everybody wants to choose because of the big, thick walls. They work very well with a desert climate. They will store coolness or they will store heat.
Adobe means a building material mixed of earth and straw. American Indians started building houses with adobe in the 1400s. Spanish elements were added when the Spanish conquered the region in the 1600s. Northern Europeans took over later. Yet Wilson says all three groups of people saw the beauty of adobe.
First of all, everybody embraced it and saw it as a valuable material. And they didn't just come in and tear down and try some other kind of construction.
The big, massive walls are important in New Mexico's desert climate. During the summer, people open the doors at night to let walls store coolness and close the doors during daytime. It's like living in an air-conditioned room. Chris Linson bought three of the houses and turned them into adobe-style Airbnbs. Her goal is to let people see what a house was like in the city's early days.
The feeling of seeing it come together and giving it a whole new life is exciting. We have not repurposed them. We have kept what they were here for, is to live in.
And adobe houses are still being built. Ellen and Joyce Witzel live in a contemporary version.
The quiet of the adobe structure. You know, it is solid, but it's very quiet. It just kind of leaves a very soothing, calm feeling in the house.
One downside is that the thick adobe walls can weaken cell phone signals. But this is a compromise the Wizzles are willing to make. They also need to keep an eye on the adobe walls, applying mud finish every other year to keep them dry and in shape. But in spite of such shortcomings, with committed fans like Linton and the Wizzles, adobe architecture will be preserved and remain a symbol of New Mexico. Lin Yang and Joseph Mock, VOA News, Albuquerque, New Mexico.